Well, good afternoon, guys. Now, I got a couple of news items, real quick ones, about attention seekers. And, of course, their femmes, who are the number one attention seekers. You know, look at me all the time. Look at me. It's about me. So, anyway, here's a femme. Oh, is it? Now, this femme is 28 years old. And by the look of her body at 28, the future don't look too rosy. Now, in my generation, if you looked like this and you was a femme, even if you were okay with it, you wouldn't go around advertising it. And although 28 years old isn't really old, it's not young either, is it? At least not for a femme. I mean, this is the sort of thing a very young femme might do. So it shows what mental state this 28-year-old is at. Quite immature and childish. But she's got a twist in it. She says her booty's at the front and at the back. And if you take a look at her, she's probably right. I mean, you can't tell whether she's coming or going. But of course, this femme's doing it for the attention and the clicks and the likes. I mean, if you take a look, even at 28 years old, she has cellulite on her legs quite a lot. And although she doesn't know it, she's coming up to her sell-by date. I mean, is this the sort of femme guys you like to have a relationship with? Get married and have a family with? Well, I believe the walls already earmarked this femme to turn her into another cat lady, if she isn't one already. Anyway, so here's another femme trying to grab attention as they always do. But this one gate-crashed a council meeting or a planning meeting, wearing fake breasts. And she got up and made a really good proposal that there should be a sugar daddy's and mummy's appreciation day. Yeah, very sensible thing to say, but it gets her the attention. You see, femmes don't care what they do. But of course, it stopped this planning meeting in its tracks and made it all about her. And now nothing will get done at this planning meeting at all. But this is what femmes do in businesses, in offices. They make a sort of drama all about them, so they get the full attention, and everything else just stops. And I can't imagine the amount of money it's costing companies when femmes like this are wasting their time. Productivity isn't femmes' strong point, but stopping productivity is. I'll show you another picture so you can see how big her breasts are. But if you think about it logically, why on earth would she do anything like this at all? Because she's not even trying to make a point about anything of any real value. It's just all about so she can get full attention. And it does sound like she's obviously got daddy issues, as not another one. This sort of attention-seeking from femmes has become a pandemic. It's almost a mental illness. It's not really natural or healthy at all. Femmes don't need to have children anymore. They're our children themselves, aren't they? That's all for the moment, gentlemen. The links to the news items are down below. I'd like to put a news item on here that would be really important, but there isn't any. I'll be seeing you guys.